It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
All right, everybody. It is the 100th episode of the Golf DMV podcast. Hey. We are live once again at the Green Turtle. A couple thank yous really quick. I want to say thank you to the Green Turtle for hosting our live events all the time in our party room. I also want to thank whoever cooled it off in here because it was baking hot. Also, thank you to Podcast One. That's our network. You see some merchandise to my left. That's not free. We've got hats for sale, and we've got because we're trying to turn this thing into a for-profit situation.
Yes.
So we are, so we are for-profit, although we're not profitable yet.
Right. Our day is coming.
Our day is coming. So we'll see how that goes. We've got Sherman in studio. Sherman, what's up?
What's up?
We also got LB. What's up?
Hello, everyone.
We've got a lot of the Golf DMV all-stars here. By the way, we've got the Real Housewives of Golf DMV. All three are in the house. All three in the house. Sierra's here. Bernanda's here. We've got Brenda here.
It's the first time, I think.
It's the first time all three have been here at the same time.
How about that?
Burns here. He's got the camera situation going. He's recording live. And so since we've got the Real Housewives here, maybe we can get one of them to throw a drink in the other one's face and then someone can hit someone with a chair. And we can have a real, housewives drama here.
Wait till
Brenda just suggested that they throw drinks at us.
Just wait till Vern's recording before you start throwing these drinks.
We got to get out.
We throw them. Make sure to throw Grey Goose, please.
If you're going to throw anything,
if you're going to throw anything LB's way, let it be a Grey Goose.
So we've got a lot to talk about coming up, and so we've got some courses to review. We've got some stories to tell. I think I want to start with the story though. Sherman almost got killed by a cow. Like, what are you talking about? He texts us and he says, "Remind me to tell you the story of when I almost got killed by a cow," or something like that.
Yeah. Well, yes, I was. It was myself, my wife, and my daughter and my niece who are also here, Naomi and Taylor.
Right.
And we were at the Church of God Farm down in Williamsburg, as you all know, if you listen, last week that I was out of town. So they own I think it's 1,200-acre working dairy farm. And you can actually see the farm if you're driving on the Colonial Parkway. It's pretty much the only thing that's on the Colonial Parkway. Mm-hmm. But you can see the farm. So as it turns out, we were in one pasture. We were looking for the pet pig. There's a pet pig named Arnold that lives at this farm.
Of course his name is Arnold.
Of course. He's a black potbelly pig that lives in the milking barn, has his own pen in there, but the pig likes to roam with the cows. He's a people pig. So he was with my son and my brother-in-law, Taylor's dad, Phil. Mm-hmm. And so the girls, we stopped at Cracker Barrel. They got some biscuits. So like, we're gonna feed Arnold when we get to the farm.
With the Cracker Barrel biscuits?
It's a pig. It eats whatever.
Well, that's my point. Why pay for biscuits if he...
Well, you know, it's Cracker Barrel. You get the biscuits for free.
All right. Well, there you go.
So anyway, so we leave. We're like walking through this huge... It's probably about 300 yards of dandelions, whatever. Uh-huh. And we turn around, and a couple of the cows have crossed the pasture and are kind of walking behind us. So we finally see the pig. The pig comes out of the woods. He was with Phil and Bakari. Mm-hmm. And the girls start screaming, "Arnold, Arnold!" So they go running to give the pig biscuits. Well, this cow that was in front, and I, LB, how much do dairy cows weigh? Take a guess.
2,500 pounds.
Pretty close, up to about 2,000. So this was a big cow that was in front. And
a big ass cow.
Yeah, yeah.
Some and, would say.
Yeah. And she starts going crazy, mooing at Phil, who's like 200 yards away. And I don't remember if I said it or Bernanda said it because, you know, the fear of your life ending kind of skews things a little bit. And we said, if that cow starts coming towards us, run for the woods.
Right. Hide behind a tree.
This cow.
How many people ever thought that they would say that phrase in their life? If this
raise
cow
your
starts
hand.
Coming towards us, run for the woods.
Like, and I never thought I would say it in my life. Well, this cow, turns, looks at us, lets out a huge moo. Mm-hmm.
Do you mind doing it here? Just so you can take us back to...
Moo! How's that?
That's a good cow.
And she starts... She didn't start walking. It was a full-on sprint.
Wow. Here's the thing. And you think, I mean, from cows, you think animals are slow just because they're big. Right. Once they get moving,
and she had all that 2,000 pounds behind her.
She's going to get it.
Yeah. And she was... And it was like she was walking us down like... Daryl Green walking down your boy. Who was that? Herschel Walker? Yeah, back in the day. Y'all know what I'm talking about, yeah, Cowboys fan. Yeah. Vern, Rick, Claude. So anyway, so we start running for the woods. Naomi stops twice, turn around. She's still coming. So we make it to the woods. Taylor's in front, the youngest. She stops. Bernanda literally throws her out of the way to kind of keep going. Like, you got to get deeper. Right. Runs into a barbed wire fence.
Oh.
This is why Taylor stopped. So, you know, the young one saw the fence. As I turn around as we're running, old Fat Arnold is right on our heels, too. Like, hurry up. Big Mama's coming. Y'all got to run.
The pig is running from the cow, too.
Yes. So the
Bernanda
pig
didn't get, like, tangled in the barbed wire.
Well, she got cut up pretty good on her leg. Oh, like, man, to the point we had to make sure she had a tetanus shot. I had to call the doctor, and yeah, it was a bad situation.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, so we, Bernanda yells, Sherman, stop her, because the cow is still coming. Yeah. And Phil has said to Bakari, if that cow goes into the woods, they're in trouble because the cow's coming for them. She didn't care about the woods. She was coming.
Well, where was Phil and Bakari at this time?
Well, Phil was bent over laughing like anybody else would have been.
Wow.
But Phil, I guess because his daughter was in imminent danger, starts running back towards us.
Okay.
So right then, so Bernanda yells at me to stop, and I'm like, all right, well, I guess this is where it ends.
Right. You're taking one for the team.
Yeah. So I turn around, and I run up, and just put my hands as far in there, start screaming at the cow to stop, and she's like, "Skrrr!" You know, kind of like skidding to a stop. Come to realize, Fat Arnold now is between me and Mama Cow. This cow,
the cow is protect.
The cow thinks that the pig is her calf. The only reason the cow was running at us was because it was like, "What you doing with my baby?"
Oh, okay,
right. So now, Big Mama reaches down, starts licking Arnold, and is like, come on back to the barn. Well, here comes Phil with a big 2x4. By the way, the other cows are making their way down because they're like,
let's go see the fight.
It's a fight.
Let's go see the fight.
Yeah, we got to check this fight out. Big Mama's going to get some humans. You know?
Well, so, I'm glad you're safe and everything works out.
Okay. So anyway, so the cow herds the pig back to the barn, and all ends well. We're here.
I'm glad to hear that.
Well, but hold on. I got one question.
I had a lot of questions, so go ahead.
Did they ever feed the pig the biscuits?
The pig got the biscuits. So the pig thinks that the cow is his mom.
They got a real serious relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
That's some real Animal awkward Kingdom stuff going on.
Yeah, man. Farm life, I tell you. I'm not cut out for it.
Yeah. Well, that segment of Golf DMV is brought to you by the Good Farmers of America, Dairy Farmers of America. Thank you so much for that.
Right, drink your milk.
So we've got some courses to review. So we played a lot of golf this week.
I wouldn't say we played a lot.
Well, we had a lot of golf scheduled this week.
Yes,
let's start with
accurate.
Monday. We played a course, PG County. We talked about this course before, but it's the first review of 2019 for Oak Creek. Right there in, you can call it Upper Marlboro, right?
It's Upper Marlboro.
Largo.
Bowie, Upper Marlboro. Yeah.
They got this whole rezoning. Yeah, Largo.
Yeah.
It used to be Largo at one point, but I think they call it Upper Marlboro.
They
now
probably put Bowie on there just because they're elitist.
Tax purposes.
Yeah.
So
and actually, it was Tuesday.
And this was Tuesday. And it was Sherman, Vern, and myself.
Yes.
Sherman, this was your first time playing Oak Creek.
Yes.
Your thoughts?
Well, I loved it, number one. But of course,
really?
There's a.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sherman, what'd you think? Take it away, LB. I thought it was in really good condition. I thought it was tougher than I thought it was going to be. And afterwards, I was like, man, that course was kind of tough in the sense that if you miss, then your ball is gone.
Yeah.
So it's not, you got to hit it straight. Mm-hmm. But I really like the course.
I'm sorry. So there's no. So once you get out of the fairway, there's very little rough, and then it's woods. Solid woods.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I remember, too.
Go ahead. Yeah. I'm glad we agree on that.
Yeah.
So there's no room for error. I thought it was really well-maintained. Pace of play was great. But, of course, there's a story.
Okay.
So we were supposed to tee off at 8:20. Yeah. They called us the day before and said, can you tee off at 8:10? Because our women's league goes off at 8:30.
Here's the thing to Oak Creek. And, by the way, we had the GM on the show before, William Fitz. And so, message to my guy, like, if you have these leagues that have designated days and times, block off from your website anything 30 minutes
don't let
before.
Me schedule like, 8:20.
Why would you let us even schedule that and then try to have us reschedule and then we're trying to get there on time and then we get there and it's kind of rushing us. Now, I will say this, we were all late.
Thank you.
But, nonetheless, They were Russian.
Black people.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to understand. So anyway.
And it was Dunkin' Donuts' fault. But anyway, shout out to Dunkin' Donuts. And all I wanted was an unsweet tea, and the lady said, oh, we don't have any. We have sweet tea. Do you want that?
You didn't get what you wanted?
No.
Wow. That was a tough morning.
She said, we have sweet tea. Do you want that? And I said, I didn't order a sweet tea.
Right.
There's a reason I don't want, I mean, there's one ingredient, sugar.
Yeah.
I asked for an unsweet tea.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Okay,
so you mean your wife doesn't make you a big picture of unsweetened tea and keep in the refrigerator all the time?
She's right there. Why don't you ask her?
Renanda.
Grey Goose is fine. So, but yeah, so, but the thing that killed me was, because, and actually, Vern lives 5 minutes from there.
And he was late?
He was the last one there. Yeah, he pulled in at 8:20. So
coming in hot.
Yeah.
So we started on 2.
Yeah, we had to start on 2 because their women's league that was supposed to tee off at 8:30 wanted to tee off at 8:20.
Oh,
yeah.
So
they had told us tee off at 8:10, right. But I'm like, well, your website had 8:20 open, so whatever.
Yeah, no, yeah.
They suck.
Yeah, so we had to tee off on 2.
Yeah. Okay. We had a good time.
Did you get to play 1 though in the back end?
Yeah, when we finished, we played 1.
Okay. And I was wondering why my scorecard looked so low. I was like, wait a minute. I didn't play hole number 1.
Yeah, I shot a 42 on the front.
Right, and so I'm trying to think because I'd love to get Vern's comments too on it when he gets a second on this open mic here. So 2 years ago, I felt like Oak Creek was like a really, really great alternative to Lake Presidential when Lake Presidential was going through its downspell, you know, when it was raggedy for a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was a really good alternative to Lake Presidential. Now, it's a great alternative if you don't want to pay LP prices, I think.
It was it was $52 for an 8:10
right.
tee time, and that was with tax.
But then again, that's a Tuesday.
Right.
Everybody's cheap on a weekday. I mean, I'm putting that in air quotes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, well, I don't know what LP would be at that. Vern?
Yeah.
Do you know what LP?
On a weekday?
About 60, okay. Yeah. So, the fairways.
It was 49, actually. It was 49.
49. The fairways were a little brown, mm-hmm. I thought.
Already?
You know what I mean? Already.
I mean, brown from too much work or brown from they hadn't come in yet?
I feel like
I think
brown
they didn't come in yet.
They hadn't come in yet.
Okay. But I didn't really think they were that brown. I thought there were spots.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, while Vern is coming over, I will tell you, I hated it. No, take that back. That's not true. I've only played it once. The time where Rick had the big box of balls.
Oh, the glow box?
Yeah. With that, right. I think that may have been one of
the... Okay.
No, I think I played it twice, at least twice.
And what don't you like about it?
The last time I remember, it just wasn't in good condition.
It was still brown.
We played it in the summertime or in the fall.
Oh, and the greens were all bad.
It was not in good condition. The bunkers were unraked and unkept. There was grass growing in it. It just, I don't know, for my 60, whatever dollars
we paid. Had a cross creek feel to it.
Exactly.
Oh.
It did not seem like it was worth the money. But Vern is ready now, so you can give the latest update.
Yeah, not too much more to add. With like LB's right, because he and I were the last ones to play it together, like last summer or something like that. Mm-hmm. And this was after they had I know there was a rain and it had taken a beating. There was that one hole that I think you recorded. It had like a lake in the middle.
Right.
Of it. Yeah. So, yeah. To get to the point overall, I like the course, Claude. I think they've done a good job trying to get it back to where it should be where it used to be when it used to be private, mm-hmm. but they could probably drop the prices a little bit. It's not terrible.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm probably biased because it's near me.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I can go over there. It's, you know, layout's fine. But yeah,
compare those to like Munis. Like, would I rather play Enterprise?
I think Enterprise is in better condition.
You are right.
Than Oak Creek.
You're right,
and the price is probably better as well.
And to Claude's point about the greens being brown, I mean, this is springtime and it looked pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine what it's going to look like in fall.
Yeah.
You know, if already some of the greens are a little bit touched up.
Right.
And you had just played LP, a few days ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Fine, beautiful. I think.
And the rough was thick.
Yeah,
the rough was. Yeah, it was U.S. Open.
You have to not hit it in the rough, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the key.
As Vern said, it was very 70-ish.
Yeah. But maybe that's just a course thing right now that they're not doing their roughs.
Right.
Because we've had a lot of rain too.
Water conservation, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but the roughs have been ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, that's that. So, yeah, Oak Creek. I mean, I would recommend people go play Oak Creek.
Okay, I wouldn't. Okay.
Yeah, I would. I'd love to play it again.
I still would.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the course. I mean, We got behind the early. We were behind a forest and it was moving pretty slow. And then they sped up.
Yeah,
we blazed through. I mean, we were done in under really 4 hours.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it was okay. So it was, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was funny. Also, you know, last week I shared about my buddy Vincent who passed away earlier the week before,
right.
And I said that my first birdie would be dedicated to him, and we knew that's not going to happen soon. I had two birdies.
He did.
And my man Vincent. There you go, Vince.
Yes,
he did.
I hope he was watching somehow.
Yeah.
Later that week, that same week, we played or had a tournament for a network that I work for, WGTS. They had a tournament at PBDA. Yes. I was interested to get back at PBDA because I've never finished a round there. For one reason or the other, they always get cut short.
And continued.
Yeah. And we'll have more on that. And
what?
Then it was like the crown jewel almost of that of Montgomery County. Well, kind of.
Upper Montgomery County.
Upper Montgomery, right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then it went through, like, a Lake Presidential type slump where it was just in horrible
condition. It was horrible.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to see if it was back. There were rumors that this course was back.
Yes.
Yo, the course is back.
Yes.
PB Dye is in pristine shape.
Right. Except for the rough. Needs to be cut.
I wasn't in the rough a lot.
Wow.
I drove past the rough. I could see it.
He said that's a you problem, huh?
Well, you were playing best ball, so.
Let me explain why I wasn't in the rough. So, I wasn't in the rough a lot. So, for the station, I had to play. I couldn't play with the group. So, we had LB was out. We had Vern out. Had Lamar out.
Lamar and Seth.
And had Seth out.
Yep.
Mm. And we know Seth's a liability. So it was, I mean, and Seth knows he's a liability.
Yeah. Okay,
I mean,
all right. As long as you say it.
It was you three who were going to carry the team.
Yeah.
But he understands that.
Seth was there for comedy relief.
And he's great, and he's a great
and
friend.
And I got a story about Seth before we leave, too.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Before we leave, PB Dot. Seth was happy to be there.
Yeah.
He really was happy
to be there.
Well, that's like, it's like a 5-hour trip for him to get there.
Basically, round trip it was.
Almost like Lesby, Maryland.
He's down.
When he was checking at the end, it was two. When I left the facility, he had a 2-hour and 4-minute ride home.
Oh,
because he kept checking on his phone.
So who were you playing with?
So I played with another gentleman who worked at WGTS, Rob Conway. They wanted us to play with, like, listeners and stuff like that. And so, but
donors.
Donors. And so we went. So I was paired. So there was a lady. So one other lady didn't show up. She was supposed to be part of our foursome. And then there was another lady who was there. I don't remember her last name, but her first name's Debbie. So Debbie was, before we started, was telling us little things about the course.
Right.
As it turns out, her husband is a teaching pro at PBDA.
Right.
And
could she hit it?
Hit from the women's tees.
Yep.
She's hitting it straight. 200 yards every time.
Are you even teeing up?
Oh, that's the thing. I didn't want to, but she was like, "Oh, Claude, you guys should just do it. Have fun. You're out here." I mean, she was so positive.
Right.
She was
so positive. I'd be like, "Well, you know, then I might lose my ball."
Oh, yeah. That's because she was whipping us up. She didn't want us to feel good about it.
Right.
But now I will say this. It's this competition thing because you want your team to do good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to
you want your shots
but
to be
I was,
used.
I was hitting the driver good.
Right.
But we couldn't use him because, like, literally, there was this one par five where you hit across, it dog legs right.
Right.
Her tee box is across is around the dog,
the dog legs. So there's no way you're going to be
there.
What's the
point?
Right. And so I hit it down the middle, right where I would want to do it.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And then we go down the cart, we turn, we pick up my ball on the way to her tee box.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's around the corner. We're like, we're not going to use my shot. Right.
Nope.
We used all of her drives.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But we used a lot. We used a ton of my shots. We missed a lot of birdie putts. We finished one under, but we missed a ton of birdie putts.
Whoa. You finished one under?
Yeah, we just played 9 holes.
Oh.
Because it was so
But still, you finished one under?
Yeah, the winning score was 4 under.
And it's rainy. Don't forget it's rainy.
Don't forget it was like a tornado warning.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And, and the wind and the wind was crazy.
The wind
that part three got hit into.
Yeah. I had people call me, not text me, but call me and say, "Hey, do you know there's a tornado warning in your neighborhood?" I'm like, "Well, yeah, I know. I'm at a golf."
So what are you doing? I'm outside playing golf.
Yeah. The tornado warning. So that's how
you're gonna die. If I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die playing golf.
That's exactly. Right. Yeah. I mean, I can't think of a better way to go.
Yeah. I can, but
if I had to choose,
especially in a tornado.
So we're out there. PB Dot, great shape, but storm's coming, right? Mm-hmm. And so you've got the clouds out there. We were able to tee off a little bit. It was weird because the tournament started. The tee time was 1:30,
yeah,
which is a late
That's very late. Yeah.
If we would have been at 9 o'clock, we would have
been
got
done.
The whole,
we would have been done.
There's a couple tournaments we played last year. We would have been there till midnight.
Oh yeah,
yeah, well. Yeah. You're right.
No, you're right.
Charles was at one of those.
Yeah. Don't remind him.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So, but the course, great shape.
Yes.
Petey Dye's back. I mean, if you want to play around, if somebody's coming in town, you want to take them to one of the better courses in the DMV, take them to PB Dot. Mm.
And
PB Dot is back.
As an added bonus, because it rained on us so hard, we did get free rounds.
We got free rounds. Yep. Yeah. They gave us free gifts, so we get to go back and play. So
yeah, during the weekday. Free weekday round. So whenever you're ready, Rick.
So what did you guys think?
But he got
to
pay.
He would have to pay.
Oh, so you know he's not coming.
Rick got money over there. What did you guys think about the course?
LB?
No, go ahead. You go first.
Okay.
I actually played the whole nine.
Okay, I see what you did. Yeah. I see what you did there.
Oh, yeah, Vern left.
Yeah, I left early. I played four holes. I had to get around the other side of the beltway. But no, the four I did play were really good because we had played there some time ago. Yeah. We had to leave early because it was like going really slow. We were trapped in the cold.
And again, I was with you guys.
Yeah,
I've never finished a round at PB.
Right, me neither. Unfortunately, I still haven't, but I intend to with the free weekday round. But it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'd never even seen the 18th hole. It was beautiful. It was a nice course.
Is that the one I almost fell in the water? You remember when you and I played there?
That's nine. Is that nine?
You almost fell in the water?
That's nine. Right there by the
like
the green.
Yeah. How?
You let him tell you that?
Yeah, sure.
Was it just you and I?
It may have been. Yeah, but there may have been a time because you gave him the...
This is the least important information about this story.
Yeah.
You almost fell in the water.
Yeah.
What happened?
Was it 9 or 18?
But both
again,
of them...
Which
both
green...
Them,
no, I'm asking... No,
twice? It happened, did it happen twice?
Okay. No, it happened once.
How many water-related incidents were there?
I think LB got a... No, it happened once.
Okay.
I think LB was pretty much done because, it was like the course was in terrible shape, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
He hits his putt and it goes by the hole and he says, stop the ball.
Right.
Well, I put my club down, I missed it or jumped over or something.
Right.
So I go running to stop the ball before it goes in the water and I do one of these, for everybody watching on
PG.
Yeah, 76. I'm doing one of these numbers trying not to fall in.
You're trying to hold your back.
Yeah, I'm like holding my, flailing my arms, the edge of the water trying to save his ball.
That's dedication.
Yeah. By the way, I saved the ball.
Was it a Pro V1?
Yeah.
Was it a Pro V? Like, was it at least a Pro V1?
No, it was probably a Wilson.
Not back then.
Oh, yeah. You can't save a
guy. So when everybody left, everybody being Vern and Lamar left.
Lamar left too?
He left too.
Oh, Lamar does not like playing in the rain.
So
who was left? It was you and Seth.
Me and Seth.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
Oh wow.
What was your score? Plus 11?
Close.
Plus 6. So when they left, so the funny part, let me tell you this part first because it was funny. So me and Seth left. And this is at the end. So now I'll come back to the golf. So we were the first ones done. It was just the two of us, so we was blazing through. So we're sitting in the clubhouse waiting for everybody to come back in, and we get to talking about food and diets and all that stuff. So he's talking about how he had lost a bunch of weight and all that stuff, how he had done it. So he said, man, I wrote it down because it was funny. He said, man, I watch the Food Channel like other guys watch porn. He said he sits there and he's like wiping at his mouth. He's drooling over these burgers.
He's trying to turn the channel real fast. It's just the Food Channel.
It was just the Food Channel. Just food. Put your pants back on. Oh, it was hilarious. He had me dying.
He's a funny guy.
So he and I played the last five holes.
Five holes.
Played the five holes. So when we went back out, it hadn't stopped raining. It was still drizzling a little bit. So by that point, your gloves are wet.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going barehanded. You know, so the good part was we had four shots.
Okay.
So Seth would take one, and I would take three.
Distribution's about right.
Right. You know, and I would take whatever best drive I had. That's what we would use.
Right.
But I couldn't. I mean, I just couldn't grip the club.
Yeah.
Right.
This is why I don't play in the rain.
Yeah. Well, okay, to your point. So I have rain gear.
Yeah.
Right.
It rains. I was so wet that my rain gear didn't even work anymore.
And let me add this. So
I was soaked to my underwear, beyond. When I came home, first thing I did was, my underwear was soaked.
Yeah.
So let me tell you, that's not the first time that's happened to you.
I know I'm getting old, but I ain't that old yet.
This was interesting.
It's just a precursor of what's to come.
Literally.
You get used to that feeling.
Literally 3 weeks ago, LB sends us a text message with a link like, hey, way you guys should take advantage of this. Rock Bottom Golf or somewhere yes. had a sale on rain right. gear. Yeah. And Vernon, I was talking about it. Like, I was like, I don't really. I ain't
going to do that. Yeah. Another one.
Why are you sending me this? I don't play in the rain.
And then what am I doing 3 weeks later? Playing in the rain. Yeah. Right. Yep. Exactly. So, LB, thank you for but that tip. I should have bought that.
So, just a quick question. So, did they cut the tournament after 9?
Yeah.
Okay, so they just
we just play. Everybody play 9, and then we call it a day. Because even then, we got done. It was 4:30, 4:45,
something for nine holes.
Yeah, just 9 holes. Because we sat in the clubhouse for at least an hour and a half.
Yeah,
wait, because it was that's when the
and tornado they weren't even was sure whether and why are we
having
everything?
Why are we having so many tornado warnings all of a sudden?
Global warming.
Oh yeah, that's right. I thought that was fake.
No, it's fake news.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So here's another funny. One more funny story. So because WGTS is a Christian radio station,
had
the bar. You could not order any. It's alcohol all displayed up
all
there,
over the place.
But you could not order anything.
No.
It was some salty jokers in there, bro.
So because during the rain delay, everybody was in the clubhouse. Folks right. going
like, well, rain delay, you know what that means.
So we were the first ones in because we was on hold number 9 when they called it.
Right.
So we were the first ones into the clubhouse. So, of course,
I went
straight to the bar. I'm like, hey, I'll take a Grey Goose and cranberry. And she says, oh, I'm sorry. We can't serve any alcohol today.
That's like, well, here's my license. I'm of age.
Right. She said, that's what the sponsors want. They don't want any alcohol served. I'm like, oh, okay. So I went back and sat down and put my flask out. But
that's right.
That's another story.
So. That's right.
So for the rest of the hour
and by the way, you could tell he had his own by the time we started playing again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's raining. What the hell? Right? But I took great joy in just sitting there watching other guys walk up.
Yeah.
Because I could see, like, I saw a guy. He had 4 guys with him. He's like, oh, I'm going to cook the beers. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is going to be good.
Yeah. you didn't even need to hear what they were saying. The nonverbal communication was great. Just like 4 guys walk up to the bar. And you can't see me on the podcast. But they're standing there, and then there's hands in the air, and then there's frustrated shoulder right. motions.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean?
Right,
I'll pay you money.
Yeah, I have money.
I want alcohol.
How much did this cost to play?
The tournament?
Yeah.
It was
a good
round. The tournament was really expensive.
Yeah, so really expensive, and you can't
really
drink.
Expensive, and you could not drink.
Yes, and thank you to
and you couldn't even
for
buy
care of my, my entry fee,
to care, but so we didn't have to
I took care of my team.
Right. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Right. Tax, I appreciate right. it.
Did you make a... I did make a tax deductible donation.
I will do it right now.
I'll do it as soon as I get home.
Send me the link.
Now, LB did say that the dinner was top-notch.
Yeah, dinner was good. So I was going to leave, right? So Seth and I were sitting there. Again, we finished because it was two of us. We finished real early.
Right.
So... the guy, I forget his name. Is he GM or Darius? Okay, right. Got you. Okay, so he came over and talked to Seth and I for probably a half hour, and he was trying to get dirt on you, but we didn't give him any because
there isn't any
because I didn't have any. Yeah. I would have gave him some, but I didn't have any.
Right,
that's good to know. Thank
so, but he was telling us about the food. I was going to leave. I was waiting for you to get done just so I could say bye and leave.
Yeah. Oh, that was kind of you.
Well,
you
know, I'm a nice guy.
No, honestly, let's not underestimate how kind LB is getting in his... Well, I won't say in his old age, but LB's getting to be a much kinder gentleman.
Brenda's face does not look...
Okay, well, he's been kinder
to us.
He's been kinder to me. I'm sorry, go right ahead, LB.
So he was talking to us about the food. He had came up from the tasting. He had done the tasting and all the stuff and how good the food was going to be.
Right.
He had the snapper and how great... I'm like, oh, snapper. I like snapper. Okay. So I'm okay, well, I'm here. I might as well stay. Mm-hmm. So then I stayed for the dinner. Then I left.
Yeah.
But it was good. They had a really good menu. I give them credit for that part. The only thing they could have changed was either the weather, which they could not control, but they could have controlled the bar.
Right.
Yeah. Especially after it got... I mean, I understand it's a Christian thing, but, you know, Jesus made wine. So why can't the rest of us...
Well, I mean, that is in the... Yeah.
You know what I mean?
As a man of the cloth, that is in the Bible.
It is in the Bible.
And his mother asked him to make... Right. His mother told him to do it. His mom said
it was a celebration.
It was a wedding. Right. Yeah. They ran out of wine, so there was a lot of drinking going on. And then, you know, they said, we're out. And then his mom said, hey, make some. And he was like, well, it's not my time to do this kind of stuff yet. And then she turns to his friend and says, go get some empty barrels. He's going to take care of it.
She told him, do the thing. Do the thing. Do it.
Yeah, do the thing.
Just, you know that little. Yeah.
So he turned this into this.
Yeah. Last time, guys.
But anyway, that's not even the. You made the point. But PB Dye, great course. And so
great
I can't wait to go back up. It's a great condition.
And hey, then, was Spencer there?
Yeah, Spencer was there.
Yeah, I cool. saw Spencer.
Like Spencer a lot.
Yeah, he good too. There.
Yeah.
And somebody said he was coming today, but he lied.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be a Christian.
I bet that's supposed. Yeah, you're not supposed to do that in the Bible either. Man, but you know, hey,
I shall not lie. I mean, he didn't pay attention to that, obviously. Little Bennett. You guys were supposed to, or
yes,
did you play Little?
We were scheduled to play Little.
Yeah, we were scheduled to play Little Bennett. One of the little ones got ill. He's fine now. He's okay. Fine.
And but, by little ones, we know that's not LB's little one.
No. One of my toddlers. He woke up a little sick in the morning. Couldn't drop him over at grandparents' house that way. So,
I
have two problems with you.
Okay.
My first problem.
Hold on
is,
now. If you're that granddad. Well, and you sign up for watching regular toddlers that are completely healthy, and I'm like, oh, sorry, this one, you know, well, see, shit his pants this morning.
Here's the key to that. No.
I don't do that.
No.
I don't do that.
Well, I'm just saying.
His dad is in the room.
The qualification is,
okay,
me being granddad, that means nothing to me.
Okay.
Because I would go, Grandma. So you need to talk to Grandma about that.
Oh, that's a different
look. I don't mean Jack to me.
This is back to Brenda's point that LB is not getting nicer in his own head.
It takes time. Yeah.
So, seriously. So,
yeah.
So our tea time was 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, yeah.
Was this yesterday?
Yes. Supposed to be yesterday.
Saturday, yep.
Saturday. You texted me at 7:22.
Yeah.
Which means that you were supposed to have left your house at 6:30. So
there was a reason
like
for that, though.
Okay.
There was reason because we cleaned him up and thought we could make it.
Okay.
I'm serious.
I did. Up good and
I cleaned him up, gave him a quick bird bath. I'm like, cool. I'm going to tell him to be late. We'll be all right. Uh-huh. And then on the way, while my old lady's taking him to her granddad's house, he shit again. So she had to turn around to come back. So that's what happened. So I was doing everything I could to salvage the round. Okay. That's what it was.
Because I was like, well, why couldn't you have told me this an hour ago when earlier, I was at home?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Because exactly.
when I looked at the text,
we thought it was a one time thing.
You were the driver. No.
When I looked at the text, I had just pulled in the parking lot.
Yeah, he told me.
Right, you know what I mean? Because it's from my house. I didn't know it was that close, but it's only like 20 minutes from my house.
Yeah, it's not far from
me. I was surprised. So I put my credit card down. Now I'm like, do I have to pay now or pay or play or something? What are you gonna do?
Right.
Because they can be assholes they want to be.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I was like, I go inside. I was like, hey man. My playing partner, kid got sick. He can't come. What's the deal? You know, do I have to pay? Do I got to play? I mean, what is up? He said, what do you want to do? I said, honestly, I'd like to go home.
Yeah.
It was windy. I know how to be crazy windy out there.
It was.
For future reference, if that ever happens, like, because, you know, I don't cancel for no reason.
Right.
If they charge you, just let me know and I get you back.
No, it's cool. Yeah. So back to one more point. So I text him the night before.
Right.
Because I saw the forecast. It said 20 to 30, gust to 50.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just texted. It's like, this is what we're looking at tomorrow. Yeah.
Right.
Hoping he would say,
let's not do it. Not me.
You know what? Let me say this, though.
But Vern is not a quitter.
No.
I'll give him that. He is not a quitter.
Brenda's got
yes,
something
ma'am.
To say.
Sent the cranky old man back home to me. And I had to deal with cranky old
man. So were you counting on 4.5 hours?
Yes.
Yeah. Peace and quiet, right.
Six. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Brenda said she was counting on some time without LB.
Right.
Here he comes cranky.
Yeah, I was.
This is interesting because, you know, and I wonder what everybody else's kind of golf group is like. Like, we've talked about this before where we would send forecasts and hoping the other one would
flake.
Be more direct with our communication.
Yeah.
Like, we got to start saying, listen, it's going to be really windy. Do you want to play or not? I'm leaning towards not.
Yeah. I usually can tell the passive aggressive stuff.
We just end up getting out there and hate.
I can tell when LB is sneak dissing. It's gonna be wet out there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sop fest. $65. Let's cancel. All right, go ahead.
If you want to. You got something, but so you didn't play. You went home.
No. So I'll go inside, talk to the guy, and say, hey, this is what's up. He's like, oh, you can cancel. It's no problem. I got you. I'm like, cool.
Sweet.
I went back home and did
whatever.
A bunch of shit around the house all day. So one thing. For the win, 4 trees down.
Oh.
Wow.
On Little Bennett?
No, at my house.
At your house?
4 trees.
Crazy.
4. Not one, not two, not three, 4.
Not one, not two.
Okay, 4.
Everything all right, though. House fine.
Yeah, the house is fine, but I'm going to be cutting wood off.
After you get done cutting it, I'll come haul it for firewood.
I'm sure you would, but you're not. You can come help me cut it, and then you can take some.
That's what happens when you have 30 acres of land.
Yeah, yeah.
So
one percenter.
Yeah, a lot of trees.
Yeah.
That feels so bad.
So LB sends me and Rick a text.
Uh-huh.
Musket Ridge, 9 a.m. Saturday, booking now, in or out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's Wednesday. Like, I mean, can I look at a calendar first?
But that's what I was, again, we've had this conversation before.
Yeah, many times.
Right. you can't pick your phone up. You can't pick your phone up and say, "Yes, I'm available Saturday." I mean, like right now, if I said to you, Rick, can you play next Saturday? Can you look at your phone right now and or know your schedule enough to say yes or thank you? Okay.
But if it's open, I mean, typically what my wife and I will do is say, hey, is there anything going on this weekend?
Like, but if it ain't in your calendar, there's nothing going on.
But I don't put everything on my calendar.
Oh, well, I do.
Okay, well, again, this is the issue I have.
But I will say this. I think LB's gotten a little aggressive in the planning and the text, because there have been times where we won't respond. Right. Well, he's trying to agreed. Get stuff together for the group. Vern's always really good at it.
Yeah, I'll respond or
as
not.
A matter of fact, I think LB always says that Vern's his only golf friend.
Yeah. The only one I can count on is Vern. The rest of y'all
that's fine.
It's iffy at best.
And so I take the aggressiveness, because I think I've deserved it after some time of
flakiness. Years of flakiness.
And you did not respond to me on Monday, which is how we ended up playing Oak Creek.
Huh?
Because I sent
How are you playing Oak Creek?
Because I sent you a text Monday saying, "Hey, you want to play gunpowder?" No response. Do you want to play? Hold on.
What?
Do you want to play? So no response. Like, hey. So an hour later, do you want to play a Montgomery County course? No response. So I'm like, well, I guess we're not playing golf tomorrow.
Right.
Then Vern checks in and says, "Hey, what's up with golf tomorrow?"
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay, well, cool. Let's go to Oak Creek. That's near Vern.
Yeah. I mean,
as soon as I say that, he responds, yeah, Oak Creek sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I've been waiting. Actually, no, it was Sunday I sent it. So the next day,
it was
24
day.
Hours later,
right.
He responds when Vern says, hey, what's up with golf tomorrow?
You know, honestly, I think he passively aggressive hates on you.
Because
because you will send, like today or yesterday, you sent a text about
no,
this.
That was Friday.
That was Friday.
Friday. I sent an email.
He says nothing about it.
Yeah,
right.
I didn't respond back. Yeah.
I sent an email Friday.
Yeah.
Hey, here's some ideas for the show Sunday. No response. Yeah, so 8:30 this morning, I'm like, well, we're about to record in like 4 hours. Any idea about, did you all see my email or no?
So,
I'm like, did it not go through?
We saw the whack ass ideas. Yeah. All right.
And then LB responds, check your email. Yeah. I just checked my email. I sent an email 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, no, so the thing about
my automatic response when he says Saturday, like right now, he could say Saturday 8 a.m. you in or out, need to know now. Okay, I'm out.
Yeah.
Because it's better than having to be ridiculed for said yes.
Right.
Yeah, and then I realized my kid was getting baptized and I couldn't make it. So,
I don't understand. How do you live in a world where you don't know what you're doing in 5 days?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It was Wednesday.
Well, 5 days from now is Friday. Hold on. Let me think. Yeah. 5 days from now, could something come up at work?
No, he asked you Wednesday, though. You said Wednesday.
No, but he just said 5 days now.
Wednesday. Right. I'm putting it out as a number.
Yeah.
You know, if you ask me, what am I doing 2 weeks from now? I could tell you what I'm doing 2 weeks from now.
Right.
Yeah, so I think what happens is, like, I think I respond to definite, like, suggestions or definite plans and not options. I don't care where we play.
Right.
So if you're like, hey, Gunpowder or Oak Creek or such and such. If Vern's on the text, I'm like, all right, wherever they want to play, I don't care. I just don't say anything. And wherever we play is where we play.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if you're like, okay, Whiskey Creek or, you know, Blue Mash,
if I give you
Tuesday,
options.
Are we good for Blue Mash?
Rodney always gets on me. He says, your problem is
never.
You're trying to be too democratic.
Yeah.
He said,
tell me where we play.
You
got to
be a dictator.
Agreed.
Yeah. We're playing here this time, you're in or out.
Agreed.
Don't matter whether you come or not. I'm playing F everybody else.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's where that's where I'll be from now.
I know Brenda, and this is our friend.
Now, I don't want to
hang around him.
I don't want to hear nothing later when they come talk about, oh, you so mean, you so this. Well, you told me to be this way.
Here's the thing. Like, I also, you know, I don't care to choose the course, and I also won't critique the course when they're like, well, why we choose to play here? How can we, you know, why is that 8 o'clock? Why is like
a, you can't do that.
I don't do that.
Rick's job. That's his task.
Now, I will say this, though. I do ask for time. I do have timing preferences. I'm like, hey, the earlier the better for me.
We're aligned that way.
Yeah. Because I did respond to that when we talked about the time, and because I didn't respond about where we play. So once you guys said Oak Creek, I think you said okay, 10th. They got a 10:30. Is that good? I did respond like earlier would be better for me.
Yeah, and I moved it.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. Then we got that out of the way.
Yeah. Now that's out the way, I think.
So where are we playing this weekend?
Musket Ridge.
Musket Ridge Saturday or Sunday?
I got tee times for both.
Okay.
Yeah. So
basically, she's being too Democratic.
No.
Just pick one, Vern.
No, not a choice. Do you want to play golf this weekend at Musket Ridge? And if I get enough yeses, because you and I are flexible. I know LB's flexible. We can go Saturday or Sunday. So if it's like, well, Claw can play, but only Sunday, then we go that way. If he can play on a Saturday, or you, or vice versa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Saturday, Mandy's got soccer and stuff like that.
So Brenda wants him. Brenda said, can you play both days and make it an overnight trip?
That I can do. I have Hilton points.
That I can do.
Well, if Sunday, like I said, if Sunday is an option, let me know. If not, I'll cancel those tee times. But yeah, that's Musket Ridge. Mm-hmm. Musket Ridge in the morning.
Can you do Sunday?
Let's ask. Can Sierra, I have a second to think?
Can he play Sunday?
This is my issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, why don't people know this stuff? I don't understand why you can't.
2 seconds. Can you play Sunday? I'm like, what's going on Sunday? That's May 4th, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
May 5th.
Fifth.
Yeah, one of them days my anniversary.
What time are we? One of those days.
Oh,
well, I'm glad you're close. What time are we playing?
Morning.
In the morning.
Early.
Okay. Early. Like 8 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I think
minutia.
This coming Sunday, I think we. I don't want to
How about
sound
you check
righteous.
Your calendar?
I think we're feeding the homeless this Sunday morning.
Again, you just fed them last week. They should be full.
They're still hungry. They don't eat. They don't eat regularly.
They should eat them chips for this week.
They ate last
the
week?
Chips I sent them last week. You don't eat everything at the same time.
LB.
Paste that stuff out.
LB texted me and said, hey, I'd like to donate something for your homeless thing this upcoming week. And,
right.
and he bought some stuff and dropped it off to the house. This is what I'm talking about. People don't know this about this man. If you expect them to, have a to milk a whole bag of chips, one whole small bag of chips.
Well,
for a
when
week
you get screwed on your taxes, you need to find all the write-offs you can.
Exactly. But speaking of which, I need my tax write-off for that.
Just send me the. Yeah, no, it's all good. Feel free. Anyone who wants a tax write-off, you can donate whatever you want to Impact Fellowship.
Yeah.
It is a 501c3. It's all. It's all.
Do they sponsor us?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Then. Why would we spend money sponsoring? I'm trying to be smart with that,
I just got a shout out. I went to Blue Mass this week to hit some balls, and I met Mr. Perry Williams, local guy to the Gaithersburg area, and gave him a card. He said he would be checking us out.
So, oh, nice. Oh, good. So and I'm sorry. What's your name?
That's Uma.
Umi. Shout out to Umi, everybody, for helping us out.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
all good. Believe me, you'll be tipped well. Yes. I'm sure you will be.
Well, at least on this side. I can't speak for the other people.
Yeah, we do what we've got to do.
We're good to go.
I have a Pilates update.
Okay, what you
got? So we did hire a new coach. So I will be returning to
Pilates.
Oh, you'll
Pilates. Go back. Oh,
yes.
Sweet.
So they promoted our JV coach up to varsity head coach.
That's the guy you wanted to get it to,
absolutely.
Right?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Good. So congrats to Coach Kirkland.
There you
That's
go.
That's the light-skinned brother?
Yep.
The light-skinned
brother. Well, that's one I can...
Another one, huh?
Yeah. Nice. They're everywhere.
I know.
Well, there you go.
Can't get rid of us.
All right, folks. Thank you so much for listening to
Golf
B&B.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. Looks like...
Oh, we got Coach B. We'll get
Coach B's
on the mic.
And while he's sitting down at the mic, I got a shout-out to our guy, Zach, who started following us. He went to the Masters, so he's a new follower of ours on Instagram. And we're going to have him on in a few weeks talk about his Masters experience.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
So we've been communicating with him, and happy 10th anniversary to him and his wife.
Thanks.
For his 10th anniversary, they went down and played Pinehurst.
That's a good way to spend your 10th anniversary. That's what I'm talking about. Coach B, what up?
Hey, listen, I just wanted to take the time to say 100 episodes, man. That's big.
It's a long damn time.
Yeah.
Exactly. And for people who aren't content creators, you don't know these guys, each one of them has a real job. You see that they got families here. But they're consistent. And I appreciate the consistency. So on behalf of your favorite Central Virginia fans,
yes, sir.
Even though only one has come down to golf with the brothers.
We're coming.
You're coming. On behalf of your favorite Central Virginia fan.
Charles in the back.
Believe it, Charles. The only way I'm coming is if Charles doesn't play.
Oh, man.
I'm playing.
Give
that's a joke.
A little token of our appreciation.
Oh, wow.
Check this out.
You open that up.
That's
for you guys, right?
And
that's
for
the Golf DMV.
That's very classic.
100 episode.
Then we need a real studio to put it in.
Oh, wow. Check that out.
Oh, some great
everything. Hey.
That's
from
nice. Get that on the
thank you guys.
We'll get my
so
wine
much.
Right
great
there.
Great job.
We got to put that.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, sir.
I really appreciate that. That's very thoughtful.
Coach.
Thank you so
absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing. Cool.
And Coach B, if you all have not seen the video from the Vegas trip, that was just high quality.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was professional. That was professional grade. I sent that to everybody in my email. I sent to everybody. I said, hey, just check this out. Even if you don't like golf, you don't like me, just look at the quality of this video.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it was done very well. There you go.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful. Can you see it? You get a good view of that?
There we go.
Don't forget your hat. The new merch.
$10.
$10 for Charles. Charles, special price for you. Two for 20.
Golf DMV podcast is the website. Everybody, thank you so much for 100. Here's the thing. Like, out of all the podcasts that are out there, most don't make it this far. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so 100 episodes is a big deal. Yes. And so it's up and on for here. Here's to 100 more episodes. Thank you, everybody.
Hey.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to Golf DMV.